Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:45 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita Riverfront Master Plan unveiled, minus Century 2. Democrats debate in Iowa, talking health care, climate change, and impeachment.
One.
Senate ready to receive articles of impeachment from the House today. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a traffic accident. This accident southbound on I-135, and it's between the 8th and 9th Street exits and the 13th Street exit. They're actually diverting traffic at 21st Street. Avoid this one.
Again, where is that?
Southbound I-135.
Okay.
And it's between 13th and the 8th and 9th Street exits.
All right.
But they're diverting traffic at 21st Street is what they've said so far. Looks like there's a vehicle down in the canal.
Really?
Something flipped over the a guardrail there.
Okay.
Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Oh, we've got morning fog in the forecast and partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 46 degrees. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low 21. Thursday, cloudy and cooler. 30% chance for late day snow. Snow in the forecast for tomorrow, Ted. They got your Notre Dame hoodie there. And a high tomorrow of 34.
Phew.
Yikes.
Phew.
Kind of going the other way there. Mostly cloudy now. Northwest wind gusting to 21 miles per hour and 46 degrees. And I think this is timely. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, be prepared, whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold, and we can get them all in one day.
Right.
When Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the Clock Tower in Delano.
Yeah.
6:47, Steve and Ted. Congratulations to Brian from Clearwater, who's already up and at him and functioning this morning. And he called in, and he's a winner of a couple of tickets to go see the Rod and Custom Car Show at Century 2 this weekend.
Very nice.
Cars for Charities. I love this. The proceeds will go to the ARC of Sedgwick County and to Starkey. Those are two charities that you and I and our stations have supported heavily over the years. I've done some interviews with the ARC and the people out there and the light show and everything. Starkey, we've done the golf tournament, the MC
right.
The golf tournament. So good causes. And the show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2. So there you go. United Health Group is reporting a 16% profit jumped in the fourth quarter as the nation's biggest health insurer ended 2019 by topping Wall Street earnings expectations again. The Minnesota company also reaffirmed a forecast for 2020 earnings that it first laid out last month. So what I'm saying, these are the people that insure us here at Intercom, right, Ted? United Health. And I'm glad to see that their profits are up 16% in a quarter.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, we like to chip in with our ever higher premiums, co-pays, deductibles. Yeah, we're helping them out. We're making them a really big profit.
Yeah, when I get sick, their profits will
take
a dive.
We get sick.
But for now, they're doing good. Yeah,
we don't get sick, so we just keep paying in, and they keep making good money. How about that? Oh, speaking of health, is surgery the right option if you have bad knees?
This is House Call for Health. How are your knees doing? 600,000 times each year, Americans decide they've had enough of pain and limited mobility and have knee replacement surgery. That number is expected to leap past 1 million a year by 2030. A new report in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery finds that 90% of patients with arthritis in their knees wait too long to have surgery. The result is a more difficult rehab, continued pain, and a risk that the new knee won't work as well. In about 10% of cases, the report says patients have knee replacements too soon and could need a second surgery later on. Some surgeons don't agree with this report. They say knee replacement is a major procedure with serious risks of complications and that it's wise to wait until the pain or mobility issues are so severe that surgery is truly necessary. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Improving financial outcomes. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Stephen. You know, many of us work hard to find efficiencies that can help us improve outcomes of different aspects of our lives. For example, more physical activity is generally accepted to improve health, thus requiring less medical attention and perhaps a longer, higher quality life. So by taking one action, we may eliminate several others. We can generally improve how we invest, too. The Insured Retirement Institute reports that the typical investor has about 6 accounts holding multiple investment products held by multiple institutions. They are getting guidance from 2 or 3 advisors and with no real overarching strategy. Investors may be unable to reach their goals. Now, to help us reach our financial goals, there are several ways that we can help improve investment results and perhaps help us sleep better at night. First of all, consistently beating the markets may allow us to get ahead of inflation, grow our money at a faster pace, and increase our cash flow because we're putting less away. Reducing the cost of investing, which can add those dollars to the investment portfolio and the bottom line. Managing risk, and of course, minimizing taxes. Beating the markets is tough to do consistently. However, several studies, including a 2018 Dalbar Investor Behavior Study, showed that individual investors consistently underperform the S&P 500. They cite poor timing and/or emotional buy-sell actions as the reason. Learning unemotional investment strategies or deploying the help of a certified financial planner professional may help. Find one financial quarterback. Learn about fees and how certain types of accounts may cost less for management. Your planner will know you and your tolerance for risk. He or she can help you find more tax-efficient investment strategies to help you reach your financial goals. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Okay, time for me to get some free financial advice, okay?
Okay, it's going to be worth just what you're paying for it,
all
by
right,
the way.
Very good. Now, let's take a theoretical couple who are in their 60s, close to retirement, but one of them not quite there yet. And they're holding 4 separate IRAs. Let's say 2 of the IRAs are in the wife's name and 2 are in the husband's name. Is there any advantage or disadvantage to consolidating all of those into one place, or should they just keep them separate?
Well, to answer this question for your friend, Steve.
My friend, yeah.
First of all, it depends upon why they are in 4 separate accounts. For example, I may have clients with multiple IRAs because we have them in different strategies. You know, one may be, say a fixed income strategy to bring in income, and the other may be in a growth strategy, which is more equities or alternative investments. So if they need to be separated so that you can track the performance of each one of those independently, then there's nothing wrong with having multiple IRAs. Now, if you have an IRA at one institution and another IRA at another institution, but they're both involved in sort of a balanced approach to investing, then maybe that's redundant. And perhaps it would be better to consolidate them, thus cutting down on the amount of mail you get from all that crap they mail you every month. Excuse me, not crap, all the regulatory stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, and the other reason that consolidating might be a good idea is that you may cut down on fees because you may have a minimum $100, $125 a year for administration. Mm. You may have other fees that are associated with those accounts. So if you combine them, then it's all in one place. Mm. You've got one financial advisor you trust who is looking over everything and is able to help you, make sure that everything's working together and not against each other.
Well,
does that make sense?
I'll pass that along to those folks, and I'm sure they'll be appreciative of hearing that good advice. Hey, by the way,
I had
the mail comes to our house. We looked toward my wife and I, and one of the high points of the day, what's in the post, Bob? You know, 8 items, 7 of them soliciting money for charities. I guess when you go ahead and write a check, you're on the list for the entire life.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. It's a good thing we have a paper shredder. Somebody sent 3 nickels along with it. I guess thinking we would be guilty, but we don't care. We put the nickels in our pocket. We go over about it. Anyway.
Yeah, or the ones where they give you the pre-printed address, return address.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got tons of it.
I got that free. I better give to them.
Yeah.
So.
I don't feel guilty. I've done my part. Okay, today is National Bagel Day. Bagels have a long and highly documented history that travels from the Jewish families of Poland in the 1600s to wrapped up in parchment paper in your hands today. And unlike many things created nearly 500 years ago, bagels are remarkably unchanged. Love a bagel. Good bagel.
And they are so good with cream cheese and maybe some smoked salmon on there.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And Shelley and I, we went to College Station the other day and stayed at this crummy motel. And of course, they had a breakfast. And I go down there and think, I have my bagel and cream cheese for the free breakfast. They didn't have any cream cheese. Huh?
Oh,
are you
man.
Kidding me?
Oh, man.
What are you supposed to put, peanut butter on a bagel or what?
You gotta have a schmear on there. Oh, and I tell you,
I mean, big schmear.
That schmear has got to be, I'll use half the thing of the cream. I mean, I just love that.
Sometimes.
Oh, man. I'll pile it up there an inch thick. You
know, sometimes I just forget about the bagel and just suck down the cream cheese and just.
There you go.
Now, a friend of mine from New Jersey says that we don't, the things we eat here are not bagels, they're hard rolls.
Oh, they're pretty.
She says the bagels are really good on the East Coast, but the stuff we eat here is not bagels.
They're chewy, the ones we have here.
There are some good bagels here. You just got to find them. You got to know where to go.
Okay, so we get a bagel meter and find out. All right. Thank you, guys. 6:56 now on Bagel Day. Steve and Ted in the morning. Hey, coming up, we've got all the news at 7 o'clock this morning with Steve and Ted. The Senate readying for impeachment trial. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.